You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Intelligent system analytic computer is activated. All ISAT systems are confirmed online. Data scanned. Downloading files.
What's up, guys? You're listening to episode 81 of SITREP Radio, giving you the news and other happenings in the world of the Division. This week, we're talking news on the Underground and the choices that were made for the revamped version in 1.8. We also have a new segment coming in this week's the official SITREP Radio Classified Lone Star build and how you, the players, should set it up. We also have an idea for Massive, and we'll probably end the show with far less questions than last week.
Uh-huh.
But first, my name is Mike, and joining me, as always, are my co-hosts, Robert.
Hello.
And Luke.
Hello.
I hope you're both well, and our listeners have had an awesome week as well. Let's get into... We got a lot to talk about, so we need to get straight to the news.
State of the game.
Okay, so straight up, there is still no release date for update 1.8.
Woo!
Woo!
Any thoughts as to when that might be dropping?
Didn't we like guess last week?
Well, I'm asking this week because it could have been pushed.
Well, I'm still sticking with what I said.
28th.
Was the 28th.
Yeah, right. I'm sticking with 28th as well.
I was expecting the 21st, but... Yeah. Do you think it's a bad thing that they're taking this long?
No.
No.
Because, yeah, I think I'm hoping that they took the extra time to make a few adjustments and work on maybe change a few things in the final build. Never know. But, yeah, Luke, I know you were following chat at the time. Did you see any comments about 1.8?
There might have been a couple of salty people in state of the chat, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dead game because 1.8 is not out. They're still working on it.
Something like that. A couple of people asking for a boycott as well until they announce when 1.8 is coming out, which is just a great idea.
Oh, yeah, a great idea. But yeah, it's what, 2 weeks for verification. By looks of what Terry said on State of the Game today, it might have gone now. Whereas last week, it might not have. Because the way he was like, oh man, I wish they'd hurry up with the update 1.8 at the end. I was like, yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll have to find out in next week's State of the Game. Moving on, we had, what was it, Terry and who else join on State of the Game today? One of the developers, the lead designers from Ubisoft Leamington in the UK. To discuss Underground and the changes or decisions behind a lot of the changes in update 1.8. Yeah, apparently it's got a huge overhaul. And yeah, how do you guys feel about it? James Norris from Ubisoft Leamington. Thank you, Luke. I forgot. Apologies.
Jimmy Norris.
Good old Jim. Looking good. Do you want to take this one, dude? I wasn't listening to you, sorry. I was looking for his name.
I can't remember what I said now. Okay, very, very quickly, because at the end of the day, we've heard most of this news before. What was the idea behind today's State of the Game and what they were talking about with Underground?
Oh, yeah, they went over like the goals that they had for wanting to refresh the content, hadn't they? So why they were replacing the directives, the reasoning behind the hunters coming down there, possibility of special loot crates spawning from different missions in new rooms and rooms that we might not have seen before. They reminded me of something that we forgot to mention as well, the checkpoints coming to the Underground, which is a brilliant idea. I'm not sure we've mentioned that.
Did we not say that?
Well, we might have.
I think we might have said that.
I forgot that they were coming then. Let's put it that way. Because I actually played some Underground this week and still didn't enjoy it very much, I have to admit. So I'm hoping the new changes make it viable again.
I tell you what, I'll give Terry 10 out of 10 because the way that dude talks about anything, man, I'm like, you know what? Out of everything, I'm going back into underground. I'm going to kill me some stuff. And I was like, yeah. So if can we just have like Terry as a permanent motivator on like when we play The Division, he's just there in the background going, come on, guys. It's good. It's awesome.
He's a hell of a salesman, isn't he? Or hype man, you might call him.
Yeah. He could be our permanent hype man. I'm down for that. But yeah, checkpoints. I think we've said before, it's amazing it took that long for them to actually be added. But maybe they just did not have the resources behind at the time to add it in.
Yeah,
I could say much more than that. I'm really looking forward to the new directives. I'm quite surprised they took the old ones out, though.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought they might have left them all in there. So you had 10 to choose from.
I can kind of understand it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it from this week's State of the Game. There was not that much of a huge news week, but obviously go check out the State of the Game or go check out Riley at or Taylor's recap if you want. But I will admit, I did like this kind of behind the scenes look that we get from the devs, because we don't often get that. Obviously, for anybody that listens to the official The Division podcast put out by Hamish Bode, and I think the last one he put out was with Amper Camper and Johan, pretty much the community team. But if you go back and listen to them, there's a few. What, like a year ago, going on about how like the server systems work, and then they've got like the lead designers, gameplay. They even had like the writer of the Division novel on there as well. So definitely having more behind the scenes stuff isn't a bad thing. It's just unfortunately people, I guess, not always want it on the State of the Game chat.
I'm glad you said that. I enjoyed this week's State of the Game for those exact reasons. I know I can understand people being pissed off that they're still in a release date for 1.8, and people in this community apparently have got no patience. But it was good having. I know Jim's been on State of the Game before, but it seemed a bit rushed last time. It was good him being on the sofa, looking a bit more casual, a bit more relaxed, just talking through the reasoning why they're doing some of the stuff that they're doing. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I must admit, last time it did seem like they were like, oh yeah, guys, we need you on the State of the Game in like 2 minutes. Just sit there and we'll load this camera. I was like, I just got out of the shower. Okay. I mean, I don't know why. Well, unless you have a shower at work, I don't know. Rob, do you shower at work?
No.
You can though, can't you?
I can.
You have the option.
But I wouldn't.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'll hold you to that.
Why would I? No. That'd be stupid.
This just got weird.
That's fine. It's us. Rob, any thoughts on State of the Game? I know you didn't get a chance to watch it, but how do you feel about them bringing more behind the scenes stuff onto the State of the Game?
So they just, because I didn't see it, but they just covered everything they like. Underground and just went into a bit more detail, did they?
Yeah, it was basically from a developer point of view rather than this is what's happening. It was more a case of this is what's happening, but this is the reason why we made these decisions or why we wanted to push, you know, things this way.
Oh, that's cool.
Terry talked a little bit about the data analytics and stuff as well, didn't he? So like putting some sort of numbers behind the reasons that Jim was giving, which was interesting as well.
Yeah, I think the main one as well that seemed to keep pop. We've seen it pop up probably ever since Terry was initially first announced on the State of the Game is just trying to get players to finish content. He keeps repeatedly saying that. And I can totally understand that because obviously if you're a player, you've got a good team or if you've got decent builds and you know where to get all that information from, that's absolutely fine. But not everybody does. And obviously, people like Marco Style put out awesome videos, but it's helpful if you have things in the game to help you as either a solo player or a casual player, or maybe just a player that just doesn't have that much of a clue how, you know, first loading in, you're going to go, oh, I've got this new underground content, let's go play that. But imagine playing that as a brand new player, not brand new because obviously you need to get to level 30, but there's no checkpoints. So you're just like, nah, I'm not going to play that, and just repeatedly dying. So the fact they are thinking about everybody is pretty cool.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's pretty much it for news this week. Almost beat PETA. Okay, so last week we promised you a new segment of the show. Something we haven't really delved into before, but I definitely want to try doing a bit more of in the future. So what we want to do is with sitrep builds, we want to help you, the player, get the best out of your builds. And if you're not sure, we will do our best to help you guys out. The idea being, whether you're a casual or hardcore player, we will try and help you the best we can. That's probably not going to be the information. None of this information will probably ever be coming from me. I will always look to Luke and Rob to aid me or other people out there. But I'm going to go to you, Luke, this week. What is Sitrep's build of the week?
Surprise, surprise. Luke made a PvP build.
No shit, dude.
First one this week is a 6-piece classified Lone Star, which I've been using in the Dark Zone for a couple of weeks now, and it is really good fun. Get a couple of disclaimers out of the way first. This will not make you undefeatable in the Dark Zone, and no, I am not Marco Style. I won't be going into all the maths and telling you this is the build for PvP in the Dark Zone, etc., etc. This is just a build that I enjoy, and I thought we'd share it with you. That's it. It works. It's pretty good. Like I say, you're not going to be invincible. So,
one quick question: is it fun?
Hell yes.
Right. Cool. Take it away, dude.
So obviously, with Lone Star, the 6-piece talent is the 50% chance to proc the Berserker, which is basically a mini tac link. So the weapons that I use for that are primarily the MP7 because of the smaller magazine, so you've got a greater chance of getting it to proc. And when that thing procs on an MP7, dude, it is so much fun. Like, I literally laugh every time it goes off. It's fucking brilliant. But I mean, basically it's 4 rolls into firearms, 1 into electronics, the 6th roll obviously being a holster, so you go as high on all 3 as you can. I run mine at the moment at somewhere around about just over 7,700 firearms, just over 2,900 stamina, and about 5,500 electronics, which is giving me about 173-ish skill power. Got a load of mods on there so that I'm up to at least 30% skill haste. Depending on how you want to run it, you could get that up to, I think on this build, the maximum you can get with no tac pieces integrated is 40% as maximum. And then because obviously it's SMGs, you're looking at least 30% crit hit chance. I think when I actually posted this yesterday as part of Clamps Elite's Division Build Wednesday, my numbers were about 35% crit chance, which that's before pulse as well. So obviously with 173 skill power, you get a pretty good pulse. So on the chest piece, I go with plus health, plus skill haste, and ammo capacity. Now, I know we've said Lone Star, so you're getting loads of extra ammo, but, you know, this is a PvP build. What the fuck am I going to do with kill XP? So just stick some more ammo capacity on there. Mask, I went for plus skill power and resistance of your choice. So burn, disorient, whatever you want for your PvP. Knee pads, again, plus health and obviously your 3 resistances. Backpack, even more health and another resistance. And again, that's purely because you've already got ammo capacity on the set and the chest piece. So there's really no point having extra ammo capacity. I know that sounds wrong with the backpack, but trust me on that one. Again, mine is SMG, so I've gone SMG damage on the gloves with crit hit damage and crit hit chance. That's where you can get your extra skill haste from if you want to roll off a bit of chance. Personal preference on that one. I went with the chance. Holster, I went with skill haste. That's the piece where you can get the lowest health roll. It's like just under 8,500. So I rolled that off. And again, if you wanted to go with crit chance, it's another 4%, but personally, I don't think it's worth it. And then, as I say, with the mods, as much skill haste as you can get. I actually run my mods as electronics. And then with performance mods, I go with the 6% first aid self-heal, which, you know, speaks for itself.
Okay, so what sort of skills are you going to want to be running with this six-piece classified Lone Star build?
Again, personal preference, but I prefer overdose as my healing skill. I know a lot of people would argue for booster shot just for the extra damage, but I don't think you really need it. I prefer to, you know, the sustainability that you get with overdose. And I go with recon pulse. And I know that's going to raise a few eyebrows, but the reason I use that one is it's getting me on the skill power that I mentioned earlier, around about 19% chance and crit hit damage with a cooldown of just under 23 seconds. If you go with the tac pulse, which is the one that gives you less crit hit chance but more crit hit damage, you're waiting another 11 seconds on that cooldown. It just doesn't seem worth it to me. So, like I say, personal preference, try it.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the thing I would say with these builds is, like, I keep saying personal preference, but try it out. See how it fits your playstyle.
Okay, talents.
Critical save is a must. Strike back is a must. I go with triage. You could say maybe precision for those headshots, which gives you an extra mini pulse. And then if you're not using triage and you're in a squad, go with combat medic. If you're in a squad, if you're not in a squad, don't use combat medic. Obviously, use that for precision instead. So any of those five, really, in that combination.
And I know you said, obviously, you're going to run a MP7 with it. Are you going to be running the meta talents on those weapons? And what would your backup be?
I went all SMGs, so I went for MP5 as backup. Simple reason on the MP5 was it was the only SMG I'd got with determined. So with the stats that I mentioned, you can keep determined open, which lets you get your super back quicker. What is it, 7.5% per kill on skill regen, I think, which is pretty decent, especially now it works for supers rather than just regular skills. And my MP7 is deadly responsive competent. You know, responsive and competent speak for themselves, and deadly because you're getting a lot of chance with SMGs. Again, speaks for itself, really.
And what sort of mods are we going to be running on those SMGs?
Crit hit damage wherever possible. So crit hit damage scope, crit hit damage grip, crit hit damage vent. And then for the extended mag, I went for, obviously, size, a bit more crit hit damage, and I went for rate of fire. Now, again, you could get some more crit hit chance on there if you don't want rate of fire because, you know, it is an MP7. It's pretty fast firing anyway, but a little bit extra never hurts.
Oh, that's awesome. Rob, I'm going to go to you, dude. Obviously, Luke plays a lot of PvP. This is built for PvP. What, if anything, would you adjust for PvE? Because I know
for
you've
PvE. What did you say what alt you were using?
I didn't. If I was,
you tend to run revive, don't you, quite a bit?
Yeah, if I was running solo, I'd always go with green. If I was in a squad, it just depends what everybody else is using, really. I think as a damage dealer in PvP, I tend to be one that dies before anybody else. So I would argue against me having green in a team and running with blue or yellow. But, you know, I keep saying it, personal preference, whatever works for the squad.
Yeah, cool. For PvE, I wouldn't change much, to be honest. I mean, my build is very similar to that, but I don't run... do you run four firearms and one skill?
Yeah.
I think I run three firearms and two skill, and then I run firearm mods with skill base, so... It's pretty much the same thing.
Mm.
I would run two LMGs.
Mm,
I think my build has MG5s with... They both have determined on them and other talents that give you your skill back. Yeah, basically skill haste everywhere you can get it just for that survivability. Yeah. It wouldn't, to be honest, it's not much different for PvE, but yeah.
No, that's good, guys.
LMGs with six-piece Lone Star must be good for PvE, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of extra damage from them set pieces, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
I would comment, but I'm still chasing that sweet Lone Star chest at the minute. So if any of you boys get one, please drop it for me.
Please.
Anyway, that's Sitrep Spilled of the Week. Send us your thoughts on this build or send us your own build, either on the socials at Sitrep Radio Pod on Twitter, Facebook, or leave a comment if you're watching this on the YouTubes. Okay, so up next we have an IFM, guys.
Really?
Now, yes, I was streaming quite late last night, and a listener of the show, CT Cunningham 0200, he thought he'd missed your segment last week on questions, which unfortunately he had, but he did want to ask us / send us an IFM. So I kind of want your thoughts on this as well, because I gave him my thoughts last night. So his IFM is adding exotic armor in the division, but also it gives you the additional slot to have perks. Not perks, but like perks and talents, aka like one is none, triage. So basically, you could add additional things to your build and it would unlock those talents for free. Kind of like, his example was kind of like some of the gear in Destiny 1, Rob.
Yeah, I know what he means.
How are your thoughts on that?
That's a really good idea. And yeah, I think that would work really well and it would give you an incentive to use exotic armor. More armor with gear.
Luke, I'm intrigued to hear what you think about this.
I like it. Is it? Are we restricting it to the talents like what you said? So the one is nons of the world and the strikebacks of the world, or are we thinking?
Okay, so
possible weapon so talents and like variations on weapon talents.
No, let's not go. Let's not go that far. But let's save that for another IFM.
That sounds good.
Let's save that for another IFM. But
imagine if you could have four talents on an exotic gun, though.
What, like Alpha Bridge?
Well, yeah, but like any exotic gun.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? If we'd let weapon talents be active on an armor piece, you've basically just got rid of Alpha Bridge from the game.
Oh no. But what if it's additional?
No. Send you back to 1 point.
Alpha Bridge could have five?
Yeah, that is a very deep hole adding weapon talents to it. But I do think adding just general agent talents to it would be a good idea. How many, if you had the choice, would you add one per exotic or like one slot per exotic? Or
yeah,
how would you do it?
The thing is, it's actually a really good idea because at some point exotics are going to be weaker than the classified gear, so yeah, it's a good idea to get them in line again.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, like, if you have for example, like the ones you used earlier, Luke, so if you have like critical save, combat medic, triage and strike back, but I know it's probably not something you would run, but you'd have four piece firecrest or predator, and then you're running, I don't know, savage gloves and a vigorous chest. But one of them has the ability to basically give you the extra talent for that build. So for Firecrest, it would be, what is it, the 30 or 50% chance to burn enemies around you. So you'd basically have five, but you still have all your healing talents on top of that, which is always good to keep you in the game. I think it's a really good idea. I did say on the stream last night, you guys have been far more positive about this than I was last night. My thoughts were, it's great, but the balance as it is in this game is completely not completely, but it's very difficult to balance what we already have in the game to then add in like another thing. It's, yeah.
You see, if this was back in 1.3, I would agree with you, because some of the agent talents in 1.3 were ridiculous, like on the move that gave you 6 million toughness for 10 seconds or whatever it was way back in the day. It was just how it lasted that long, I'll never know, but whatever. But I think the agent talents now, they're really not that mind-blowing, are they? I mean, stuff like Wildfire and Shrapnel, so the one that sets other agents on fire and the one that gives other agents bleed if they're in 10 meters, blah, blah, blah. They're a bit iffy still, maybe, but the ones like Triage and Precision and One Is None and all that, they're much of a muchness, aren't they? You generally go for the same, I don't know, this four from six, don't you? So if you're allowing yourself to have five or six of them open all at once, you're going to run out of choices pretty quick.
But I do kind of think, like, with that as an idea, you have, everybody kind of tends to have like a set four that they pretty much use across the builds. And obviously it's kind of a toss up between, do I use Wildfire or do I use Combat Medic?
Mm.
And obviously you definitely want that extra chance, but it would be kind of nice to have Combat Medic.
Mm.
So to therefore have both of them would be pretty cool.
Mm.
But yeah. All good?
Yeah, I'm on board. I'm on board. It's a good idea.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
Can we steal that and claim it as our own? Oh, no, you read his name out already, didn't you? Damn.
Yeah, I did. I wouldn't do that to a fellow listener. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for putting up with my stream last night.
What were you streaming? There's no way you were streaming Division.
No, I took a very brief break from the Division last night. And a game with Weezer joined chat. And he was like, hey, this isn't the Division, because I completely forgot to change the blurb. It was like hashtag Team Sit Rep, and it was like playing Top Classes Division. I was like, and I didn't realize till afterwards. I was like, so sorry, Weezer. I kind of get what you meant when you put up this isn't the Division. And I was like, I thought he was just calling me out on it. But no, I was playing The Surge last night, which is pretty cool. But Cunningham basically sat with me, held my hand till I killed the boss, aww, which took about an hour and a half, I think. I can't remember. But like one point, I just could not take the health down on this dude. And then I got so close, wiped, and then did it on pretty much like the last attempt I was going to do. Anyway, that's enough about that.
Nice.
Questions, guys? I just want to say thank you to everybody who, A, sent in questions last week. I know we said thank you, but thank you. Rob thanks you, don't you, Rob?
Yes, yes. It was really good fun.
Did you want the 120 questions this week?
Or I didn't
you
ask want me for 120 questions, Mike.
You did say double or nothing.
No, I didn't. You said that.
I like the way he's sober this week, Rob.
Yeah.
Luke.
Yeah.
Just in case.
He's on a week-long detox.
Until he forgets, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, come help me, boys. but yeah, thank you. And we've had some really cool feedback from listeners over the last week from that segment. A lot of people think they know you a little bit better now, Rob, than they did before.
I just want to clear something up. I didn't actually have sexual relations with Kevin Spacey. It was a joke. Okay.
Is it you that got him taken out of the movie by Ridley Scott today? Or yesterday, whenever it was?
No. Are you the 14-year-old person?
Oh. I know I said it pretty straight, but it was a joke. Just want to clear that
pretty
up.
Straight.
Mm. Oh, no.
But yeah, we did have some cool feedback. A lot of them, like, Rob did really well. Good job. Other people, not sure if they know you less or more.
Yeah, I've seen someone comment where they had more questions about me now.
Well.
Send them in. All of them.
Send them in. Send them in. Any questions? Any questions, Rob? We will answer them here. So, Rob, Spickbeats sends this question literally to you. He literally says, I hope it's not too late, but please, sit rep Rob, solve for X, 6x plus y plus 6y equals 4x plus 2.
I don't know. X? I'm going to guess X. Yeah, that's my guess.
I hope your life wasn't depending on that, SpeakBeats. Otherwise...
Do you know, can I fire a question back at SpeakBeats? I want to know if that's actually answerable or if you just made a load of bollocks up.
That is...
Without knowing what Y is, you can't solve it, can you not? Is that true?
There'd be a way, I'm sure. It'd be like 2x over 6 or some bollocks.
It's two variables. You need to know what Y is.
Well, maybe SpeakBeats can tell us the why.
I don't know, mate. It's a long time since I've done any maths like that. A long time.
Algebra.
Yeah.
We had a brilliant maths teacher, didn't we, Rob?
No, we didn't. He's useless.
I would say he was a bit of a chump.
Yeah, a little bit.
And also, Rampant Steve from Bombshell Jackets sent in a question. I don't know who this really goes out to, but I'm going to just say this generally because I don't think any of us have played this. Rob, I know you've played a little bit. Why is he playing Warframe and does he need help? Are you stuck? Are you stuck in a cave in Warframe? Do you need us to send somebody out to you and pull you out of the cave? Or
Warframe's awesome.
I'm not doubting that.
If you are like... It's a time sink, so yeah, you probably do need help. Because knowing you're probably playing it to death.
Do you need... Can you help him?
I can't personally, no.
I'd be careful trying to give Rembrandt any sort of advice recently, because he's, like, quit smoking, hasn't he? So even by his own and Tinks's admission during the latest episode of Bombshell Jackets, he's been a big asshole. So just be careful. Tread lightly if you're going to give Rembrandt any advice anytime soon.
Just before you finish, there is a guy who does Warframe tutorials on YouTube. I can't remember what his name is, but he does like tutorial one.
Skill Up.
No, it's not Skill Up. It's some Scottish guy. He's really good as well. Like, I watched some of his videos.
Skill Down?
I wish I could remember what his name was.
Is it McSkill Up?
Skill Muck Up. No. I can't remember what his name is. That's going to bug me. Oh, well.
But yeah, you can't... Dude, you can't call Remy an asshole. He's a lovely asshole.
By his own admission, he's been an asshole while he's not smoking. And I do want to put out there, well done for quitting smoking, Rembrandt. We're proud of you. But you said it, dude. I'm just quoting your own words. So fuck you, Mike, trying to get me in trouble.
I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
You're trying to get me in trouble. Trying to get me beat up by a big hairy American guy.
Trying to get you into trouble. I stick up for you, dude. I do. When we accidentally called certain games a dead game, who's the first one on Twitter who's there protecting us going...
Right. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I can quite clearly be heard in that episode saying that's a joke. It's not my fault. French people have got no sense of humor.
To be fair, you did say afterwards, fucking dead game. This is a joke. Question mark. No, I'm joking. fucking
next question, Mike. Come on.
Next question also comes in from a lovely asshole who asks us, also, with a new Diablo season inbound, does that mean I'm going to somehow convert Mike, Luke, and Rob to the one true loot game? I'm going to say at the minute, disagree, because I'm not interested in loot games. I've ditched Destiny. I don't even want to play that at the minute.
If someone bought it for me, I'd probably play it. But I don't have any money at the moment, so no.
What would your... what's the word? What would your platform of choice or preference
PC.
Be?
PC. Yeah.
Just like this show. Luke.
Amazing.
No.
What, this show's not PC or...
No, just no to Diablo.
We're recording on PC.
Just no to Diablo.
I thought you meant politically correct, but hey.
I did.
All right.
So please give him a round of applause. He got there in the end. Rob, you can put your junk away now. And finally, this question comes from me because...
You're going to answer your own question.
I
want to
know. I might actually...
Go on, then.
No, this actually doesn't solely come in from me. I'm just putting it here as well. CT Cunningham, 02000, asked me last night what our guys' thoughts are on post-launch Destiny 2. Robert.
No, I'll go last.
You want to go last?
Yeah.
You always go last.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
No, it's not. It's definitely not what she said.
Luke. Do you want to drop trow and squeeze out a Cleveland steamer on this question?
No, because I enjoyed it while I played it. I just got bored of it pretty quickly. I'm not going to lie. I haven't played it in about 3 weeks. Sorry, guys.
Like the majority of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got asked today, we can get through like 3 raids on Tuesday. And I'm like, don't think so. That's for next week. I'm going to stick to my break. I'm on break till December. Till new content comes out. Robert.
Right. So, I am still trying to get through the Prestige Raid on PS4. We have got to the boss.
Nice. You're still getting through. When did that come out?
Like, it's only been out in like 2 weeks. And I have literally today started my 6th character.
Get the fuck out.
I'm on my 3rd character on PC now. So yeah, I like the game. I'm still loving it. And I'm still playing it. It's like,
Are you watching every single cutscene?
No. I didn't do that like after the second time of going through the game.
And how much time have you put into doing the prestige raid?
Quite a lot.
Guess. Overall time.
I don't know.
Come on, just random guess.
I don't know. Quite a long time, though.
More than 10 hours or difficult. Less.
Thing is, we've all decided in our raid team that we're going to do it once, and that's it, because it's kind of redundant.
That's a good comment, but you don't need to divert the question.
I don't know how many hours I've spent. I'm not willing to guess.
It's definitely more than 10, surely.
I reckon it's more than 20.
Oh, probably more than 30.
I'm glad I'm not doing that prestige raid. Fuck that. But I'm glad you're having fun.
It's a challenge. I like a challenge, so.
Nothing wrong with going after a challenging carrot, yeah. Let him go on with it.
Yeah.
I've almost got a full set on my Titan as well of raid gear. Just need the helmet.
I'll say this now. That would be like me trying to get to level 40 in the underground now. It ain't going to happen. But yeah, that's the show for this week. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for the IFM, dude.
Yeah, GG on the IFM, actually. Yeah. That was good. Community IFM, I like that.
It's better than the last one me and Rob came up with, where we pretty much described the tease. Like, oh, fuck.
That was hilarious.
We just got like halfway through, we're like,
this is just an alternate version of a GE.
Rip.
Well, yeah, you guys all good at the minute?
Yes, thank you very much.
How's the Dark Zone been, Luke?
Quiet, if I'm being honest. I think a lot of people are following your two's examples and just having a chill for a couple of weeks before that awesome 1.8 update drops.
Yeah, I haven't played Division in a long time.
I've played. I had a busy weekend. We went, Dark Zone Thursday night. I don't know if I got on over the weekend or not. When I got on with you, what was it, Tuesday night, we went in the Dark Zone.
Yeah, because you ditched your raid team, didn't you?
Yeah. I said to them I was decorating. No, I didn't say to them I was decorating. I'd been decorating for 2.5 days straight, staying up to 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I decorated all day to about 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and they were like, want a raid? Do the challenge mode? I'm like, No, I'm going to do some more decorating. You know it's bad if I want to do more decorating. Yeah. So, you know, we ran Dark Zone, and there's some seriously good team play going on in the Dark Zone, which we found out, didn't we? Mm. That team was absolutely brutal. But then it still kind of feels like there's a few people running random glitches, because I swear that we ran across like one dude that was just putting us down with about 2 seconds of like, how is this dude putting us down? And then you get like those two people at the end, like just to end the night, kept coming out. Was it a team of three, team of four, something? It was something like that, wasn't it?
Three, I think.
And we were literally at the extraction down in DZ1, and what was it? They went rogue on us, if I remember right. And we put them down in 2 seconds.
Hmm.
So that goes to show like how their builds were, and maybe they'll listen to the show and they'll check out your sweet build, Luke, and they'll understand why the hell they got put in their ass.
That was the build I was using that night as well. Yeah, so maybe. I mean, yeah, going back to your comment about potential glitch builds, I mean, I didn't think it at the time, but Petter said in State of the Game that there is potentially a new glitch doing the rounds, didn't he? They've been sent a video that they're investigating and looking into, so, I mean, maybe. I'm not going to use that as an excuse. I reckon we just got owned, but maybe.
Yeah. They're Skill Haste was absolutely insane on some of their builds. And I'm pretty sure we had one dude at one point try and take all four of us down randomly when we were walking around. That dude's Skill Haste was on point and his heels were just... But then I don't know if it was server lag or if we had server lag, because I remember you saying that you were getting shot through like a dump truck at one point and you were dead before it even come around the corner. So
yeah, that's...
Obviously, server's still an issue.
That's common though. You're talking... If you dive into cover whilst being shot and then you're still getting shot whilst you're in cover, or the vice versa, you're getting shot before you see the person, you are talking milliseconds, if not a full second, aren't you, in difference? So that's easily ping differentials and all that sort of server bullshit. But yeah, I'm not one to instantly call that somebody's glitching or cheating, but every once in a while there's something a little bit fishy going on. But I mean, I just put it down to a bit more lag rather than cheating, to be honest.
Yeah, but one thing, because obviously I definitely took a break from the Dark Zone for a while. I was still playing the game, especially after the last GE, but going back to the Dark Zone, it was really good. What was it, 3-4 weeks ago? And then it's kind of felt like it's gone downhill again. I don't know. It's not the same as it was when I first went back. We were having like a really good time, and it's kind of gone the opposite way for me at the minute. It feels like you're just constantly kind of struggling with it. And I'm hoping, you know, you've all heard our thoughts on Rogue 2.0, but friendly fire is definitely an issue at the minute, like it or not. And I know it's not the best thing, like in Rogue 2.0, but I'm kind of looking forward to just spending a bit more time with it and seeing how it plays out for a bit.
Mm.
Because, I mean, we were playing with one of our friends and he was saying he was shooting these rogues and some dude went rogue, or he went rogue literally on his 19 second timer, and he was like flat on his ass like 2 seconds later. Or I know that's the Dark Zone, I know that's how it's meant to be and things like that, but...
It's just people desperate for those rogue kills, isn't it? I try not to shoot many 19-second rogues, but I think 19-second rogues are just as jumpy as people are around them, because they'll instantly turn around and start shooting you because they think, well, I'm rogue, somebody's going to shoot me. And we're stood there thinking, no, I just want the manhunt that's over there instead of you, but they'll shoot you, so you've got to shoot them back. And before you know it, everybody's rogue or dead or vice versa. So...
Yeah, literally what you said there is what happens. Was it Tuesday night? We're down in the underground in what, DZ2, and we're trying to take out, was it a team of four, team of five, and within what, 20 seconds down there, I didn't even know how it happened. We've run with our good friend Foxy, Edelon Fox, and everybody was rogue. And I was like, I have no idea who I'm supposed to hit first. But I love it. I will be back.
I love the Dark Zone.
Anyway, that is the show for this week. Robert.
Yeah. I just want to congratulate you, Mike. You didn't say your catchphrase at all this week. Well done.
What? Rob is an absolute... No, I love you, dude. I tried my best. I did get called out for it as well. I should have actually labeled last week's episode as blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I'm not say damn it. You almost fell for it.
So, I didn't fall for it.
Somebody in our Discord came up with a drinking game.
It's amazing.
Wow. So every time he says, that being said, or what was the other one you like to say? That being said, or...
Fucking hate you.
Whatever. It was, you got to take a shot of something. He was like, I'm not sure there's enough alcohol in the world.
Well, if you want to send us your SitRep Radio drinking games... You're more than welcome.
Yeah, you can find us at SitRep Radio on Twitter and Facebook. Tweet us with the hashtag TeamSitRep, as we're all affiliated with that hashtag. If you have any questions or feedback for the show, send them to the email address, which is sitrepradiopod@gmail.com. Luke?
You can find SitRep Radio on any of the following platforms: iTunes, Apple Podcasts for iOS, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, Overcast for iOS, Stitcher, Player.fm, Pocket Casts, RSS feeds, Podbean, and please rate, review, and subscribe whilst you're there. Thank you very much.
And while you're over there, make sure to check out Mash Those Buttons over on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Go check out some of the other awesome podcasts that are a part of the Mash Those Buttons family. Prepare to Attack has been putting out new episodes. I'm pretty sure, what was it, McCree and... I can't remember the other one. The one with the ratchet strap.
Yeah.
Ratchet strap man, that dude. That's the one. His episodes of that has gone out. Obviously, this In Orbit, the Destiny podcast. Whereas we might not be the best place to talk about Destiny, they do an awesome job and keep up to date with the gaming news.
And don't forget, you can also check out the episodes of the show on our YouTube channel. We've also been adding some IFMs, and Mike did a special video last week as well, and I imagine
I put up what was it, the Rogue 2.0 discussion we had last week. I want to try and keep it as a regular thing, so you will see more segments of the show going up on YouTube, and I'm sure there'll be other stuff actually over on the YouTube for Match Those Buttons in the future as well.
But
yeah,
any support there would be great. Mike?
Hello.
Are you going to thank Sean Winder?
Thank you, Sean Winder, over at the Division Elites Facebook page. You're doing an awesome job, dude. Thank you, agents, for listening.
Oh, my God.
We'll catch you in Kevin Spacey's next movie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.